watching rainbows in the cove. And we'll talk of trails we walked up far above the timberline. There are nights I only feel right with Carolina in the
Advertise your business here. We're word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Adobe Analytics projects that $40.6 billion will be spent shopping online between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. But some shoppers like finding bargains the old-fashioned way, on foot. Renee Brown was one of them. She was at an outlet mall in Commerce, California.
It always shocks me when I step, on the grounds here. But you know what? People are excited. They're excited to get out. And like I said, it's kind of like a sport to some people.
But weather could further complicate the holiday period for millions. There are nearly 1.5 million people under lake effect snow warnings from New York to Ohio. The president of Mexico told reporters there will not be a tariff war with the United States. It's after President-elect Trump threatened tariffs on Mexico and Canada over immigration. And French President Macron led a televised visit to the Notre Dame Cathedral, showing off the reconstruction 5 years after the devastating fire. It officially reopens next month. This is ABC News. It's election day in Ireland. The polls are open in what's been described as a close-fought election campaign. Back in the U.S., there are salmonella worries forcing an egg recall.
Hanson Brook Farms is voluntarily recalling over 10,000 units of Kirkland Signature organic pasture-raised 24-count eggs due to potential salmonella contamination. The affected eggs were sold at Costco locations in Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee starting November 22nd. While no illnesses have been reported, salmonella can cause serious infections, particularly in vulnerable individuals. The eggs can be returned to Costco for a full refund. More information on the FDA website. Dave Packer, ABC News.
New warnings from China about a new potential trade fight over computer chips. Chinese officials now say they would take, quote, necessary actions if the U.S. blacklists Chinese chip makers. There are reports the Biden administration could put new restrictions on trade with hundreds of Chinese companies. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Now that Thanksgiving's over and your kitchen is mostly put back together, you're probably ready to get some serious holiday shopping done. Perfect timing, because Macy's Black Friday is going on right now. And if you weren't planning on coming to Macy's this weekend, then you're missing out on the best deals, on the best gifts, like big savings on Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and more top active brands. So, ready to check off your list at Macy's? Good, because these deals are all over tomorrow.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Investigators say a bus driver was to blame for driving into the front of a home in western Wisconsin early Tuesday morning. A school bus leaving the depot in Holman crashed into the front of a home. The State Patrol says the 76-year-old bus driver was at fault. One person inside the home was injured. A final report on THC-contaminated food from a Dane County pizzeria. A report from Public Health Madison and Dane County says 85 people developed symptoms last month after eating the menu items accidentally contaminated with oil containing Delta 9 from famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton. And the DNR is suggesting you harvest your Christmas tree from one of several Northwoods state forests. You can get a permit to cut down a balsam or fir tree from one of the forests online or at one of the state forest headquarters, and they usually cost $5. The maximum height allowed is 30 feet. More info is on the DNR's website.
Trusted steel power in the palm of your hand. This holiday season, save $30 on the GTA 26 handheld garden pruner. Now just $149.99. Check off a gift from the top of their wish list and make trimming tree limbs a breeze with a lightweight design and 4-inch cutting bar. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $179.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand wants to wish you and your family Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The staff at Goodrich Funeral Home wish you goodwill and cheer during this busy time of the year. It is their hope that if you know someone who has lost a loved one, that you send a card or give them a call. Let them know you are thinking of them. Holidays can be a very hard time for someone who has lost a loved one. Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today. We'll get to 19 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 18. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 22. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
After 3 good years together, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother, and I went for a drive down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in the driveway, you know it all still looked the same. Couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, "May I help you, please?" And I said, "What you do with those swings? Everybody wearing suits and ties. From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new barn don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox
with a country song. Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too loud, and too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try to speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swingers? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Was everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
There's a magic light in the stars tonight. It shines with a wondrous glow. There's a whisper of love in the silence of gently falling snow. There's cookies and milk on the table, ribbons on bright candy canes. Every child who is able has their nose to the window pane. 'Cause for only one night of the year, you can see flying reindeer. And if you believe in Christmas Eve, there's no telling who will appear. With his whiskers and pipe, he comes only one night of the year. It's a sugar plum world of cinnamon swirls, a hint of pine wood in the air. As the church bell chimes, I count 12 times, slip into my easy chair to watch the fire die to an ember and drift into a winter dream of a magical night in December and faith in a sight unseen. And for only one night of the year, can see flying reindeer. And if you believe in Christmas Eve, there's no telling who will appear. With his whiskers and pipe, he comes only one night of the year. Christmas Eve, raise a glass of good cheer, 'cause wishes we might, it comes only one night of the year.
Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Josh Turner and Your Man here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the teens this morning. We have our ag weather forecast coming up this hour. Also this hour, Dennis Guy, our NAFB colleague from Canada, will be in our newsmaker segment talking about one Canadian politician suggesting that Mexico be taken out of the USMCA. We'll have more with Dennis here coming up this hour. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving holiday on the farm with friends and family. Of course, today, Black Friday as well. So a lot of folks will be out and about shopping. And if you're going to be doing that, please drive with extra caution. There'll be a lot of traffic, a lot of people out and about today as well. Later on this morning, we'll wrap up our Dairy Farm Family Spotlight with the Olson family. They operate at Berglund Farms, and we'll wrap things up this morning at about 9:10 with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed on bed liner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bed liner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bed liner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bed liner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum. Our topic will be looking at lactation performance for feeding capsin to lactating cows. Capsin basically is an essential oil and therefore can have impacts on the rumen fermentation as well. It also can modify insulin response to cows, to glucose, and maybe to some improvement in terms of adaptive immunity. This research was done by Penn State University by Dr. Alex Histoff's group. One thing they did is they did a meta-analysis, simply looks at all the different research that's been published in journals around the world, and they found 11 published studies. And to be in the studies, they had to meet four criteria. Obviously, there had to be a control compared to those cows that received the capsin treatment. Number two, they had to be high-producing cows in early lactation, less than 100 days in milk when the study started. They had to feed the amount of feed that was being fed to cows so they can monitor dry matter intake. And only capsin was the only essential oil that could be fed in the study, and that's because many commercial companies have it in their mixture of essential oil. The diets are very typical, 17% crude protein in these 11 different studies, 32% NDF, 37% starch, and 10.4% rumen degradable protein. These are really good diets. The average capsin level was 1.6 milligrams per day in these different studies. Dry matter intakes, basically the control cows averaged 55 pounds of dry matter in early lactation, where the treated cows were at 55.5, so no statistical difference there. Milk yield, though, there was some difference as well. The control cows averaged 84 pounds of milk, where capsin and supplemented cows, 86.6 pounds of milk, and that was statistically significant at the 0.01 level. Because of the higher milk production, feed efficiency increased from the controls, 1.6, to those cows receiving a supplement of 1.65. That was also statistically significant. And if we looked at energy-corrected milk, that same two-pound difference existed there. However, because of higher components, energy-corrected milk, 91 pounds for control versus 93 for the supplemented cows, all those numbers are statistically significant, which means that we can expect them to occur across various studies. Looking at some of the blood numbers, haptoglobin, which is an indicator of stress, was significantly reduced from 0.59 milligrams per milliliter to 0.40. That was significant at the 0.04 level. BHBA was also slightly raised, probably reflecting the higher milk yield along with effects of dry matter intake, and that was 627 micromolar for the controls versus 715 for those animals that were receiving the supplement. And glucose, there was an effect on glucose. The control, 64.2 milligrams per milliliter versus 62.6 for those cows receiving the supplement. So our conclusions include a capsin can redirect glucose to the mammary gland. Certainly it appears to have some effects on dry matter intake on a satiety center. The insulin sensitivity may be reduced in these cows. There was an anti-inflammatory response, which would spare some glucose for the cow that could be used for milk yield, which we did see here, and we didn't see a great deal of effect of dose variation occurred. So our take-home message is that this essential oil will have some biological functions in cows and can impact milk yield efficiency and methane production. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
USDA is out now with its new ag trade forecast for this 2025 fiscal year.
It's kind of a continuation of some of the short-term trends we've been seeing over the last couple years.
USDA's chief economist Seth Myers that is projecting U.S. ag exports at $170 billion, down from last year by about $4.5 billion. Seth Myers says, of course, he's not happy about the forecast, but he's not surprised by it either.
U.S. export value has been falling since 2022, but of course, part of that is because commodity prices were peaking out in 22, right? So again, here, exports falling in this situation isn't necessarily a surprise, perhaps, as commodity prices continue to moderate.
Meanwhile, U.S. ag product imports are projected up by over $9 billion for a trade deficit $45.5 billion. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With auto pay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When the train pulled into the station, he rolled up his sleeves and rosined up his bowl. Fiddle upside down, orange blossom special. 'Cause if you wanna make a living, you gotta put on a good show. When he smells smoke and the cinders, slick back his hair and open up his cage. Play Cherokee fiddle. Never let him lose his place. He was always there, playing for the miners. Devil's Dream was a song they understood. Then he'd go back to Oklahoma. He'd wait till the train was running and the weather was good. When he smelled smoke and the cinders, he slicked back his hair and opened up his cage. Played Cherokee fiddle, just played for the whiskey. Good whiskey never let him. Cowboys, and the cowboys are putting leather and turquoise on, and the music is sold by lawyers, and the fools who fiddled in the middle of the station are gone. Cherokee. for the whiskey. Good whiskey never lets you lose your place.
Snow is falling, it's Christmas Eve. Presents are wrapped under the tree. Is there one for me? I only want you for Christmas, babe. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, babe. Tie a ribbon around yourself. No letters, send nor to the pole. It's what I'm wanting this year. Saint Nick don't need to know. I only want you for Christmas, babe. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, babe. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around. Pick it, Rudolph. What about it, Frosty? So put on your Christmas stockings. I'll find that mistletoe. Let's get into the holiday spirits. Honey, ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Christmas, baby, I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Wednesday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. December and January both down 30, December at 1850, January 1832, February down 32 to 1864, March down 19 to 1889. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 3.5 to 160.5. 40-pound blocks down 5.25 to 164.25. 6 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3/4 to 249.25. 1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.5 to 139.5. 5 trades. Dry whey up 2 to 71. 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher as cash cattle markets in Kansas were $3 to $4 higher, while Nebraska were $5 higher on Wednesday. Packers are short, and that helped to support the markets along with higher boxed beef prices. Hog markets mostly lower in the nearby months as pork cutout values were lower due to belly's $7.92 decline and ham's $6 decline. December live cattle up $1.10 to $1.88. January feeder cattle up 67 cents to $2.5877. December hogs down 70 cents to $82.40. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly lower as we head into delivery for the December contract. Also weakness in wheat helping to pressure the corn markets. Soybeans mostly higher on the day. Even though South American weather looks good, the daily export wire did see 132,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. Wheat markets mostly lower, a bit of a weaker dollar, but there are some rumors of negotiations possible in the Ukraine-Russian war, and that pressured U.S. wheat. December corn down 4.25 to 415 and three quarters. January beans up 5.25 to 988 and three quarters. December wheat down 1.75 to 537 and three quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 368, December 371, January 374, new crop 25 at 370. Cash beans 904, December 909, January 914, new crop 25, 924. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 375 and three quarters, December 375 and three quarters, January 380, February at 383. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn and December corn 385, January 388. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 365, cash beans 908, and January 913. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn 371, new crop 25, 380, cash beans 904, new crop 25 at 924. Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 393, April 415, May 417, new crop 25, 391, cash beans 953, April 976, May 979, new crop 25, 956. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 375, January 378, cash beans 911, January at 920. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 193, Holstein fed cattle 148 to 174, market cows 78 to 116, bulls 125 to 151, calves 170 to 930, beef steers 182 to 420, Holstein steers 168 to 325. Sheep markets, market lambs 170 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 140 and down, and goat markets at Equity, does 140 and down, bucks 160 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 175 to 187.50, finished beef heifers 175 to 187.50, finished dairy steers 164 to 173, market cows 94 to 117, market bulls 126 to 149. Market hogs at Zumbrota were at 45 to 73, light sows 43 to 48.50, heavy sows 48 to 50, and boars 15 to 25.75. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Shop Dell Technologies Black Friday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Black Friday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you.
I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, a sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping
skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks.
She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget, no, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget, something like that.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Mind if I sit down? Can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old line. Oh, every time. Are you here alone? Oh, oh, can I take you home? Now every woman stays with every pretty place. There's a pair of blind eyes and a set of keys. He says, come be a star in the backseat of my car. Oh, but baby, slow down, you're going way too far. If you're not in it for love, if you're not willing to give it all you got, if you're not in it for life, if you're not in it for love, let me make it clear to you, my dear. You're not in it for love, I'm out of here. Babe, I can change your world, make you a cover girl. Yeah, you could be a plane in a magazine. Now tell me what your
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Mexico no longer in the USMCA? Well, one provincial premier in Canada is floating that idea. Our NAFB colleague Dennis Skye has more from Canada.
With discussions around a pending USMCA review being planned, the premier of Ontario's most heavily populated and most U.S. trade-sensitive province believes the current basic structure of that three-way deal needs to be changed. Ontario Premier Doug Ford is floating the idea of returning to a Canada-U.S. bilateral trade agreement, much like the deal that was in place prior to 1994. The USMCA is scheduled for review in 2026, and one of the greatest challenges facing that review is frustration with Chinese-owned car plants popping up in Mexico. Voicing that frustration, Doug Ford is proposing Ottawa seek a bilateral trade deal with the U.S. and then perhaps make a separate Mexican deal. But first, Ford is demanding that Mexico place import tariffs on China that match those tariff levels already in place by its two USMCA partners. Canada has imposed import tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, steel, and aluminum in lockstep with the U.S. Premier Doug Ford is quite open with his frustration with Mexico becoming a backdoor for cheap Chinese components in Mexican products.
What I'm proposing, we do a bilateral trade deal with the U.S., and if Mexico wants a bilateral trade deal, God bless them. But I'm not going to be drawn down with these cheap imports taking jobs from hardworking Ontarians. You look at Mexico, they're importing cheap products from China. They're slapping a Made in Mexico sticker on and shipping it up, undercutting the market. Unacceptable.
Ottawa did not endorse the message. Prime Minister Trudeau said that such a radical change in the USMCA is not being considered right now. Trudeau did acknowledge that widespread concerns of Chinese subsidized price undercutting is a major concern. Trudeau said that a top USMCA pre-review agenda item is to discuss whether Mexico is united with its trade partners on the Chinese issue.
Just about all of democracies around the world have expressed varying degrees of concern about Chinese overcapacity, around unfair trade practices. We're going to continue to work with partners like the United States and hopefully Mexico as well to make sure we are united. That's a big topic of conversation that we're going to have with the new American administration in the coming months.
When asked if he thought he might be overstepping his bounds as a provincial premier, Doug Ford was quick to point out that Ontario is Canada's largest economic trade jurisdiction with the U.S., so Ford is unapologetic.
Do we have a stake in this? More than any other jurisdiction. We do $500 billion a year in two-way trade. We'd be the third largest trading partner in the world to the United States if we were a standalone country.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Thanks, Dennis. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Below normal temperatures are expected to continue today in our ag weather forecast, and it looks like we'll see no precipitation for the rest of the holiday weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 16 to 21, relative humidities at 49 to 54%, west winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows from 4 to 9 above, relative humidities at 80 to 85%. West winds at 8 to 13. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs 16 to 21. Relative humidities at 45 to 50%. West winds at 7 to 12. For Sunday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Monday, mostly cloudy, highs 20 to 25. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow, highs 20 to 25. Wednesday, cloudy, warmer, highs 30 to 35. And for Thursday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30.
Be sure to visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory this holiday season. Their delicious cheese boxes make the perfect gift. O'Galley Cheese has a wide array of boxes featuring their award-winning cheese designed to fit any budget. Choose one of their pre-made selections or create your own specialty box. They can ship anywhere. Remember to order early to ensure timely delivery. Visit O'Galley Cheese, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, or visit OGalleyCheese.com for easy online ordering.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Trees have to adapt to their environment, and their body language will tell you how they're doing. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Go out in the yard and see what your trees are trying to tell you as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
We've all seen trees with gnarly branches, odd-shaped trunks, and evidence that they weathered a few hefty windstorms. Trees have very expressive body language and can show us what's going on in their world if we pay attention. Eric Berg is a program leader with the Nebraska Forest Service. He says a tree that's open-grown and exposed to a lot of wind from the south might have a majority of its canopy pushed toward the north and east. Another sign of a tree fighting the wind is what's called buttress roots.
Those are those very large roots that transfer energy from the stem of the tree into the roots into the soil, and they'll literally have a buttress shape to them, like the bottom of an old Roman pillar. You'll see a very broad base to it. So if you see an oak tree, for example, with very large buttress roots, you can tell it's been taking a lot of wind load or load of some sort and transferring that energy from the stem into the roots and soil.
Trees know when one of their many appendages has been hurt. Say, for instance, there have been insects or borers feeding from the inside of a branch and making it weak. Berg says the tree goes to work sealing the wound by adding more wood to the damaged area. It often looks like a callus.
Over time, because that branch has been weakened and the tree is trying to compensate from that damage, it puts more and more wood there. And so you'll get branches that aren't necessarily round, they're more misshapen. And that's a difference of compression wood or tension wood. And the tree reacting to the things that have been damaging it and trying to add more strength to itself.
Take the time to appreciate that every branch, bark ridge, and oddly shaped stem is a purposeful reaction of your tree responding to its world. Learn more about the body language of trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I don't believe in any river doubt when it comes to you.
you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I